Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, on this very early Friday morning. Thanking God for another day. Thanking God for each of you. Thanking God for salvation. And thanking God for his son, Jesus Christ. That's all I can say is, it's one of those mornings. I'm grateful to be awake early and feeling good, y'all. Feeling good and ready to get in a new word. We're going to be starting a new chapter this morning. We will be in 2 Corinthians today. We got our little book. We are ready to go, fired up and ready to go this morning. We got a great word in Isaiah. We got a great word in Psalms, which is where our title comes from, the 106 Psalms, verses 1 through 5. We have a great proverb in Proverbs 25, verses 1 through 2. And again, we start in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today. It's all good. We're a little different than normal. Normally we do Old Testament, New Testament. But today we're just going to stick with what we normally do, our regular scheduled program. And we'll catch up on our Saturday show on Sunday and Monday. We'll catch up with Saturday and do everything the old way like we normally do. But I just needed this word the way it was this morning. If time permits, we may go forward into Isaiah chapter 11 and 12, or we may go into 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll see what happens. We'll see how God leads us. How about that? And so let's get started. Father God in heaven, I am thankful. I am grateful and I'm truly blessed to be called your child. Lord God, I ask you to continue blessing us and leading us and guiding us in the way we should go towards salvation, God. For the salvation of mankind is a key that we want to unlock, God. That we will not be left behind, that we will not deal with the tribulation. For Lord God, there are days where we feel like the tribulation has already come. Enemy has been busy making lies and the truth and truth and the lies, taking away hope in the future. Father God, I ask you to please open our eyes, take the scales off that we may see your righteousness. We may see the peace and the joy that can only come from you through salvation, through the love and through the acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Father God, I love Jesus. I love you, Lord, more than anything, and I'm so grateful every day that you have given me this opportunity to see your word. Father God, I lift this word up today, asking you as I ask every day, please increase, Father God, as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you, Lord God, are my redeemer. I give this word. I give my heart, I give all of me to you. Use me, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray the blood of Jesus and salvation every listener. Those that listen now, those that listen later, those that are not saved, and those that are saved, that we all walk together, hand in hand, and love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo, giving honor to God, giving honor to God, and thankful for this great word this morning. We are coming out of Isaiah chapter 9 and chapter 10. And God willing and time permit, we might even go all the way over to chapter 11 and chapter 12. We don't know yet. But our main word is coming out of 2 Corinthians, a new book, which we will get to very shortly. But this Isaiah word is a prophetic word. It is the word that predicts our Savior. It is the word that tells Israel, there's one that's coming. There's one that's coming to save us. There is a child coming in the house of David. But it tells them up front that the government will be upon his shoulders, that there will be those that will want to take him out. It was already spoken of, already predicted, already prophesied in Isaiah. So let's get in our word and let's move forward. And it says this, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards more heavenly oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoils, for you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. But every warrior's sandals from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and spark fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his garment in peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with own stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedar. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Ephraim against them, and spur his enemies on, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day. The elder and honorable, he is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of the people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widow. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out here. For the wickedness burns as the fire. It shall devour the brass and stones and kindle in the thickets of the wood. They shall mount up like rising smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord is the wrath of the Lord of hosts. The land is burning. And as I put a pen in that morning, a news popped up on my phone that talked about the fires in California. California is burning. It's burning up. And when I read this, I thought about California. But the wickedness burns as the fire. It shall devour the briars and the stones and kindle in the thickets of the forest trees that are hundreds, maybe thousands of years old. Because burst into flame. If we don't stop doing what we're doing, we will not be able to breathe on this beautiful planet. We'll all be on oxygen, killing ourselves. Every time there's deforestation, we are killing ourselves. We got to stop cutting down trees. I understand that we need timber. We need all that. We have enough old bottles and glass that we can build other stuff. We can make concrete without cutting down our trees because we are not going to be able to breathe if we keep it up. I realize it's getting harder and harder to breathe on this planet because of fire. God is trying to get our attention for salvation. God doesn't want us to die in sin. He wants us to be saved. And as we go forth in this word, it tells us this. Verse number 19. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burned up, for shall be as fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch niche on the right hand and be hungry. He shall devour on the left hand and not be satisfied. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh shall divide Ephraim and Ephraim and Manasseh together. They shall be against Judah. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. God is trying to get our attention. This is a revelation word. This is a word that as revelation, I call it the revelations of the Old Testament. Isaiah is not playing. This prophet didn't play. He didn't kind of skirt around what God said. He told it like it was. And everything he has said so far has come to pass. We did have a Savior. And yes, the government was on his shoulder. And yes, he died for our sins. And the word of God comes in Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, come on now, who write misfortune which they have prescribed, to rob the needy of justice, to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, come on now, and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of punishment? We see it all the time right now. Widows without homes has been stolen and taken, fatherless children being treated horribly, single moms having to carry the burden, understanding everything has been said, that then it's things that are happening now. And I read again, verse chapter 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees. We see it every day, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed. Come on now. To rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor might be crazy drug laws that arrested so many people of color, and now it's legal and in the hands of those that were having folks arrested. Come on now. That the widow may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of punishment and the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slaves. It's almost like he's talking to certain groups of people that are things going on right now. But all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge, to seize the spoil, to take the prey, to tread them down like the mare of the street. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calneh like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdom of the idols, whose carved images excel those of Jerusalem and Samaria, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, shall I not also do to Jerusalem and her idols? Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Lord has performed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, and he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks. For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom I am not prudent. Also I have removed the boundaries of the people and have robbed their treasuries. So I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. My hand is found like a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left. I have gathered all the earth, and there was no one who moved his wing nor opened his mouth with even a peep. Shall the axe boast itself against him who chops with it? Or shall the saw exalt itself against him who saws with it? As if a rod could wield itself against those who lift it up, or as if a staff could lift up as if it were not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send leanness among his fat ones. We better listen to this word. And God is speaking to all of us. God is speaking to us. You know, all these 1%ers who think they got it going on do not understand. The Lord gives and the Lord can take away just like that. God can take away just like that everything you have. Don't get so high and mighty and ungrateful. God has given us everything. You know, we look around and we want to whine and complain about every little thing when we need to be grateful about everything. Have a humble heart because God gave you everything you have. And more than you could ever ask for, God is a provider. This I know with every part of my being, God is a provider. He provides when we least expect it. He is so good. And it says this in the word of God. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send meekness among his fat ones. And under his glory he will kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. So the light of Israel will be for a fire and his only one for a flame. it will burn and devour the thorns and its wares in one day, and it will consume the glory of his force and of his first fruitful field, both soul and body. And they will be as when a sick man wastes away. Then the rest of the trees of his forest will be so few in number that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. But though your people, Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness, for the Lord God of hosts will make a determined end in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He will strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, as will my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Or, as his rod was on the sea, so will he lift it up in the manner of Egypt. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of anointing oil. He has come, he has passed Migron and Michmas. He has attended to his equipment. They have gone along the ridge. They have taken up lodging at Geba. Rama is afraid. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Lift up your voice, O daughter of Gilam. Cause it to be heard as far as Lyas. O poor Anath, and Anath, Madimenah has fled. The inhabitants of Gibeah seek refuge. As yet he will remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his fist at the mouth of the daughter of Zion, the seal of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts, of high stature will be honed down, and the haughty will be humbled. He will cut down the thickets of the forest of iron, and Lebanon will fall by the mighty one. Wow. You're like, that's some wild stuff, Lord. But God is getting our attention. This history is history known, history unknown, history that some things that have happened, some things that will come, some things may be history repeated, which is why we must study the Word and meditate on it day and night, because we don't know where you may come across in this Word, that you'll have that aha moment. And as we go back into this life lesson, and again, my daily disclaimer, again, this Word is coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. I'm coming out of the Signature Series, New King James Version. And I say again, as I say every day, get this Bible for your biblical arsenal. Get it. Dr. Stanley has outdone himself with the life lessons and the life questions. And this Bible has helped me so much. And I pray as we have read it this year that it has also helped you. We started in our Word on January 1st in Genesis chapter 1. And God willing, we were in it together on December 31st in Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. And just that word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a way to end the year in the word. Praise Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So let's get back into our life lessons. And again, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries, not by In Touch, not by any of Dr. Stanley's ministries, to Hawk His Bible or by ChristianBooks.com to let you know there is a Bible sale going on. And if you are in need of a Bible, because I know some folks are wanting big print Bible, you can probably get a big print Bible on ChristianBooks.com for a little or nothing. I mean, less than probably $10, you can buy a Bible that is big print. So